slander for Gerber.
Okay, what's the first one?
Says
Kevin. Well, just having building for Kevin.
We've been trying earlier.
You know, Dave, without...
I transported the transporter down the...
I just want you to know, Dave, that for the guy who had the idea for this, you put in the least amount of work.
That's actually true. I put in more work than you.
It's just you.
I forgot. What's the save of your character type? I'm a commander.
I'm a tireless champion.
There you go.
I'm a cautious experiment.
Well, let's see. I'm talking about your job description.
Job description?
Job description?
Well, don't worry,
it does.
So what's the first draw?
I can't tell you what my major was.
Material engineering.
Material engineering. What's our current target?
Current target is 60.
Do you want to roll?
I'm not even going to try to roll anything.
If you want to...
16 or what, 10?
Plus 1 plus 2.
I thought R plus 3.
No,
plus 16.
Do you use 16 or at least a 10 to make
the difference? Hey, who said I didn't do that? I did the most work. I wrote a lengthy, descriptive email that he deleted.
You want to have it in an out file somewhere?
No. I feel like I could conceivably roll a 10. I didn't make it either.
Nope.
Yeah. If I roll crap, though, do I have
a 10 out?
Right.
Yes.
10
would only get you up to
like
12.
You have to use 3 courage.
No, he said if you roll a 10.
Yeah. It brings the next time.
It brings the target number.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. No, I didn't make that. It used to be 16. Target number
down to 19.
Okay.
What's the next? It should be 19.
You changed your number.
Yeah, big time.
We've been working on it. No, we've got it down.
Well, what's the 10 deal? The 10 I didn't know.
So the goal was 16.
The goal was 16.
Oh, the goal was 16. That's just bringing it up.
For this particular one. This is the one they've been doing well in.
Okay, what's next?
So anybody get at least 10?
No.
No.
Okay.
I cut corners at the 7,
this
right?
One,
I
just made three
more. You have to cut corners before you roll.
Yeah.
Oh, you save cut corners before you roll.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said you had
no.
to choose. No. Well, I would have said I was cut corners.
Wow. Hey, even you.
Well, you're the freak that said you want to do it for our birthday. We have to do it. This is it.
Well, they need a birthday, right?
They need a 16.
Yeah, you picked on this
too. Yeah, no shit.
Propulsion engineering. Shuttlecraft.
Okay. What's our target?
Target is 19.
Okay.
Make a
okay. I suppose I could conceivably roll.
I'm not cutting corners. We didn't make the one. Who cares?
I don't know.
Nope.
Oh, but I will say.
Nope.
Okay. 10.
13.
What's the goal of which? Then make it.
13 to reduce.
13 to make a difference.
All right. Wait, make a difference.
Did you make corners?
No, I'm putting in 3 points.
Well, you didn't cut corners, right?
I did not cut corners.
Okay.
We're not getting it done today, so we might as well. We have a year now for our next birthday. Am I wrong?
I don't know. Depends on
whether she lives to see her next birthday.
Depends on the GM's whims.
Yeah, it depends on like what birthday. How long is a year? Is this with Earth standard or what if she's like some spring GM?
So what was the goal? What was the goal, Tim?
19 or 13. Okay, next one.
It's called a systems engineering transport. Jeffrey, can once you get down to like. 16,
15. It'll go.
Good roll, an edge, or encourage, you get it.
What's our target on this?
20.
Okay, 10 corners.
Nope.
But every time you cut corners and that improves the roll, that means
it like, actually
there's built-in
the
flaws.
Well, I'll figure it out once you actually move.
You're marking it out.
Yeah, I marked it
out. Oh, I got a 3.
Oh, wow.
Really? That low?
Yeah. What do you need not to fuck up?
Oh, no, I actually have that skill. Okay,
that'd be fine. Yeah, it doesn't take away that. Oh, I also have system engineer propulsion, but I have system engineer.
Okay,
that's
fine.
Okay. Oh, I see. Engineering transport. Then there's another systems engineering. Weapons. And the target is 19.
Okay, I'm gonna plus two on this one too. Doesn't actually have Dylan.
Yeah.
Can we at least
improve
that first one test?
Look at that roll. 4, 6, and 5. Okay, so that's 14, 15, 16, 17. What's neat to do it? One, I'll put in two.
Yeah, I'm looking at one.
At least someone's providing a birthday present.
What? A portion of a birthday present.
Look,
did I or did I not bring down a number? Without cutting a corner.
Roll.
Did you cut corners?
Yes. Did I roll 29 on 5 day 6?
You cut corners, Kev.
So you cut corners, but you got it. Anybody else cut the 13?
I got a plan. I could put things in. But
no point.
He already finished it, so there's no point.
I whip out the plans for the weapon system.
Someone said they
wanted
to put phaser on it.
Yeah.
That was always in my design. You got the email.
Eric's plan is to take 3 phaser duct tapes to the outside of the
hole. It's easy, but
piece of cake.
That's right.
In space, it's really cold, so there's trees right there.
And then there's a string that goes from the trigger into the
nothing. I can
see the water. That's my plan. I'm pretty sure that one was only done with, like, one little bit right.
Hey, Jeff, can we continue?
The others
we're not going to finish the other ones. Right. We're not going to finish the other ones until later. Can we continue to work on the ones that are already done and refine that they take out little problems? If you were cutting corners, would you do it?
Done.
I would think you'd have to start over from 20.
Yeah.
And
you
do
could,
it with
no test. Yeah, pretty much do another. You can do another plan.
Start a whole other.
So started at 20, but we made one once.
Yeah.
And that was with or without a shortcut.
With a shortcut.
So 2 times, both types of shortcuts.
You're gonna start another plan for another weapon.
I'm gonna start another plan. I'm just saying we can still refine it.
Talking about some of the others.
No, you can't.
No, all we're working on the other ones. Just roll on the die. And
he's saying have to basically another plan.
Because, you know, they're very small mistakes. Just add up. But, you know, it's probably something like...
There's only, like, two little tiny...
Occasionally you'll miss fire.
Was there really two? Both types of made was through... Both types of made. Uh-huh.
Yeah, but, you know, some of the ones that are going to take a long time will have 5 or 6 errors in them. This one is about as robust as we're going to make.
Oh, it's reversible. Yeah.
Because you guys all insist on
it. Although, you know, you have to admit, errors do most of the work.
We're all working just as much.
We will happily admit that before we send the captain off to this deck, right?
That's my idea.
Hey, I showed you guys my plan. You guys all said, that's brilliant. We're done.
Did I think? No, I didn't. I think we still work on this is why I said I believe.
Except it should look dead to you.
Well, sure. But I'm willing to. I've messed with encryption algorithms I knew I couldn't break. But I did it for fun.
Okay.
So what's happening on the Gamma ship this week? Or Delta, whichever we are.
Still on the Gamma ship.
So can we, like, install a weapon system without all that other stuff right away? How integral is it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's slap it on.
Of what?
The shovel!
We're building a shell from scratch.
Not building a shell from scratch.
Yes, we are building a shell from scratch. It's a Captain John. It's a totally different design than the standard shell.
That's what
they wanted
to do.
It's a Captain John. It's not a
shell. Smoking crack again.
What?
I mean, this will be a bigger shell.
Okay, I thought...
Didn't you see the last Star Trek movie? The yacht came off of the ship.
It was in the email.
I did not see the last
Star Trek.
Oh, man. I realize that might, you know, revoke my geek card.
Why didn't you see the last Star Trek?
I don't know what it was.
I didn't see it either.
Which one was it?
What was it called?
Something
it
about Insurrection?
Yeah, it was so bad.
Well, that's probably why I didn't go see it, because everyone said, this really sucks.
It was good. It was a good episode.
It came like Red Dawn, right?
It was a good episode. It was good. It was a different standard for, you know, episodic movies.
It
is
terrible.
This is
for
other movies.
No, I mean, for all...
You're the only person I know who liked it at all.
I like the first one. It's the first Star Trek. The most difficult.
Uh-huh.
Not horrible.
That's cool.
It wasn't nearly as good as the Borg episode.
Now, three, on the other hand. Bad movie, bad episode. Bad everything.
Two, four, six, all good.
Eight. Three, I should just walked out on.
One was okay.
What about the one with God who, you know, needed a
fireboat?
Yeah.
That was bad.
Yeah.
That might have been.
It had potential. No, it just fell apart in the end. It was all right until the end.
No, it wasn't.
No, bad.
Them in Yosemite was good.
Oh, God, it wasn't. It was terrible.
Them in Yosemite was good.
Yeah.
And that whole flying off the cliff, the jet boots, that's a vampire.
He always knew he would never die. You know, he would die alone. That was the thing.
The puzzle of
finally did
that. The whole execution of the movie.
Except I don't think he's dead in all the books William Shatner has been writing.
Well, that's true. But, you know, his essence is in the Nexus, all you need to do is, you know, come up with a Nexus extraction tool. You got a duplicate guy in him.
Aren't there like five Kirks out there anyways? And like the number of Blakes that were out there? When
sure. There are the alternate realities where he's evil and not so evil.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're ready.
All right.
Last week we did what the hell? We did that was the
gateway
and the Halloween episode, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
I like Star Trek Halloween episode, it was pretty good. And they don't call it Halloween episode, even if it's better.
Yeah, they reran the crappy Buffy last Tuesday though.
Well, that's good. I don't want to lose that tape. She said, I think I ruined the TV. The reception's pretty horrible now. No, I recorded Buffy, but it's like, fuzzy. Got into Janet, and she knocked her shoulder into the switch that powers off the powered VHS antenna.
Well, it's just a rerun of the evil haunted house with the little demon this big that Xander squishes.
That was good! That was good!
You want to see it though, right?
Yeah, let's go. I'm going to turn this crap.
It was terrible.
You just didn't like the very end, the little guy.
No, I didn't like it.
The house itself was really cool. You know,
I liked their previous Halloween episode.
What was that?
Where they got stuck in the costumes.
Oh, that one. That's cool.
I remember.
Oh, one of their best. And they keep on using that, too.
Yeah, they do.
Well, Xander's memory of being a military man.
Okay.
So,
Tom Paris is in charge.
Yep. As you all know, again...
Hey, I was joking about the GM being in charge.
Kevin gave up on us being in charge ever. Tom Paris is not always in charge.
Well, Tom Paris just gets you there, and then he goes.
He's brilliant. That leader.
That should all good leaders do. All good NPC leaders.
Yeah, there's something about him. I don't think he's got a lengthy career in
Starfleet. DJ, I just have one mission and you ruined it for all of us.
What?
Well, this way, you know, I can...
See, this way now we go into the neutral zone and then you delegate.
Yeah, this way you can delegate to people who are not, you know,
I have a problem.
Necessarily command capable.
If the intelligence guy had come back, man, we'd been in there.
Oh, please.
When I said, wake him up, no matter who, what it takes, no matter how you get in the intelligent organization, you just another random fucking chain.
Anyway.
So, y'all know that the Treaty of Algernon prohibits the Federation from developing cloaking devices?
Yes, sir. But we're going to do it anyway.
It does not prohibit them from developing methods of detecting from ships.
Methods of detecting from ships.
Okay.
Which is tricky when you don't have anything to test on.
Yes. To that end, Starfleet has been funding three different projects for detecting code ships. All three projects are pretty close to done, and they've done some preliminary tests on the research ship.
Put all three prototypes
on the Bradbury. Yeah.
That's crazy.
And it isn't test over farther inside Federation territory. So our mission is to go pick up the scientists install their equipment on our ship and go through neutral zone and test to see if we can detect colony warbirds. Coach colony warbirds.
Cool. Okay.
How are we going to
okay.
go into
I like that sitting duck kind of theory.
Yeah.
Well, hey, there has
to be.
How
are we going to be going into the neutral zone?
Oh, no, we're just going to go to the end.
We won't go in.
In.
That would be bad.
Yeah.
They. So this is how Paris loses. They just kicked out of the Federation. You go with the jail, I guess. Mm-hmm. You, know, you leave the Federation, then you go to the Marquis, and you get thrown in jail. So this is it. This is what drives them on the end. Because careers are made and lost in the neutral zone.
As one here knows.
I have decided no career, obviously.
Yes, I have decided to do.
No. Nobody gave me anything. Nobody ought to give me anything.
There was a distress signal!
After there was nobody to save.
Right, but we could have stolen a Romulan warbird.
That would have been nice. But
we did know there was no one to save. We knew there was probably no one. That's not the same thing.
No, we absolutely knew.
No, we didn't.
Absolutely knew that. Well, you could detect.
I pointed out we actually know we could not detect people if they were. And I pointed out that there are other life forms that we might not be able to detect.
Are you the one I sent on Fetcher? That is not what you said when I
asked. That's
that
bullshit.
That
is exactly what you said.
That's bullshit. I told you.
We have it on the tape.
Yeah. Go back to the tape. You go back to the tape.
We have it on tape, David.
I'll put
on
the tape.
He was really clear.
That was not what he said at all. I said, make damn sure. And we used every point to find out for sure there was nobody alive.
I told you the inadequacies of the sensors, where there were things that even if I was absolutely sure that I detected as far as possible, they still would not show.
I agree. All right, so basically you're saying that beyond a shadow of a doubt, you can never convict anybody of guilty.
Yeah.
All right. So
that's not what I was asking, Matt. Absolutely. And I told you no. So
I want everything. I want every bit of your capability. Push the extremes of the equipment to tell me yes or no. And with that information and with that skill level, you said no. Yeah. But you said oh yeah, I could still be wrong. Well, I didn't care about that.
But that's not necessarily the same criteria as do you answer a distress signal or not.
Hmm?
That's not necessarily the same criteria as do you answer a distress signal. Because there are ways you could get more information as visual confirmation.
That's getting closer.
We do. Federation lives would have been lost had we gone in right then.
Huh?
What's the reason? We were bringing back the vaccine to.
The second time we were there.
The second time we were there, they were dead. On the edge of the neutral zone, right there.
No. The information didn't change from the first time.
We didn't have to.
I did a virus scan. But nonetheless, there was.
No, we didn't even look for life forms the first time. The first time we determined that it was a distress call for Romulan military support.
Right,
not aimed
at us, and Dave chose to ignore it.
The choice of getting into a fight for no reason with Romulan or saving Federation lives. I chose Federation.
You were wrong.
No, that could have gone either way. But the second time...
I'm speaking from certain intelligence.
you wanted the ship, huh? I wanted the ship, too. But I was going to sacrifice lives for that.
On the way back?
I was going to track, but legally I could not cross the border for intelligence gathering without authorization. We determined that. That's why...
There was a distress signal.
There was authorization.
There was authorization.
Yes, there was.
We didn't
what do you think that commander was telling you?
She said, "There is a." This is what she said. You can try to correct it. If there's anybody alive out there, you go with that.
No.
If there's any possibility at all,
no matter how remote,
then I turn to you and say, "You find out if there's any possibility."
He can't answer that.
He certainly
that's
did.
The whole
that's
point.
His ability.
Right, but he certainly isn't good enough to answer that.
He was good enough for me. I trusted him. He's the best.
She was saying, go in.
No,
she said, go in.
Not could they go in. If she had said, go in, we'd have gone in. She said, you better make sure there's nobody alive.
She's not allowed to say, go in. She wanted you to go in.
And I also told you, like pushing the system to their maximum with my skill, there was no way to know for sure.
You know, they
drank every power from it. People were choking to death on the med bay while you were using the sensor. You better have been telling me the definite answer.
It's like, you know, if hours were like days kind of thing, she was telling you to go in.
That was she said, make sure, and I made sure.
As far
as I could be around it, they were all dead. Well, you know what? I know they're dead.
She was telling you to go in, wasn't she, Kat?
Well,
fun
is something that.
We all got it.
Yeah. Well, I know she wanted me to go across. No, she didn't order me to go across. I want to do what I wanted to do. I don't give a shit what other people. If they order me to do something, that's a different story.
Oh, okay.
So I, within the parameters of her orders, I
got it. So she across. Wanted you to, but you didn't.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. That's a whole
thing. Because I want you to go across the neutral zone and ruin your career, is what she said.
Okay.
If you're going to extrapolate as far as you have, I'll get
now,
further. She wants me to ruin my career.
Okay. Now I got it.
We understand.
Structure doesn't like commanding
ships.
Sorry. What? Structure doesn't like telling ships what to do, you know. Having admirals tell ships what to do because they're so far away from the point of action. Yeah. You're supposed to have a certain amount of initiative.
Absolutely.
You know, and you decided not to.
They were dead.
See, right there. Initiative.
They were dead.
Do you have a certain amount of initiative?
Yep. I have a certain amount of initiative.
Negative?
No.
You're only one mission. You're not
one mission. I have initiative crazy, man, normally.
Oh, yeah.
Just, some people might say, too much initiative, I'd be mad.
I think so, okay.
Yeah, I went down from 2 to 1, you know.
Okay.
I have a certain amount of initiative, too.
What? You have a certain amount of initiative? I have two. Which one all of you?
Yeah. You're fucking psychotic. In a good way, of course. In a manageable way.
What's your highest point?
Skill.
Which is
3. Yeah, which doesn't mean anything.
But everything else is negative.
What's yours,
Dave? Skill 3. No, 2, 1, 1, and -3.
Don't even ask me about that one.
4.
Open it. You have a 4.
Yeah. Skill 5 and open score.
There. You know what we need? Transporter actor. Melda.
I think at least one person would like that.
Tom Paris.
Okay.
Tom Paris has something for Dennis
Paris. No, then you'd be, you know, competent police.
The duelist?
Yeah.
So the scientists are...
Tom Paris, I'm on the dark side.
Sarah of Vulcan. The Vulcan Science Academy.
Sarah?
Sarah. S-A-R-O-K.
Yes, Farzad. Yeah.
Okay.
Not Sarah.
Oh, I bet you he's Vulcan, isn't he?
It's what he just said.
A Vulcan.
When he said he's Vulcan, that would be the first kick.
When he said Sarah from the Vulcan Science Academy of Vulcan, that was a good clue.
You can say that.
Yeah, he did.
The back of the did you say the Vulcan from the Vulcan Academy of Science?
The Vulcan.
From the Vulcan.
Yeah.
Well,
I guess I could have told you.
Not crushing those chips so loudly, Dave.
Was
that middle thing again?
So he's one team, basically.
So the Vulcans basically have their method.
Yeah, have their method.
We didn't know
he
was
Vulcan. He's by himself. He's by himself.
Wow.
The other team is headed by Dr. Gustav Kraven from Earth.
Gustav.
And he's got an
assistant. The evil one.
An assistant named Gretel.
Okay.
From South America, right?
No. She's from Germany, too.
Really?
So they're the second team. And then the last team is from Structed Academy. It's been Nakamura and Sangwa Ren.
So, do these three groups all hate each other, and one of these is the only one that succeeds?
I have not heard anything about that.
Okay.
Nakamura and Clark, they more avoid your people?
I don't know.
I think so.
Anyways,
so we can't kill him?
So we have to extend, you know, make him, yeah, extend our courtesy, make him feel comfortable, make sure they get their experiments up and running,
I can't wait to try them out.
Yeah.
Do we know enough about them that like we can turn them all on at the same time?
Yeah, are they all capable of running in parallel? Or, I mean, do you have to install one, try it,
it's pretty much
take
well,
it out, put another one in?
You install them all, but you can, yeah, you pretty much install them all and then have a little multiplexer on the sensor dish.
Okay.
The only one is running at a time,
click.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, we can set up some way.
Click. Oh, there's one. Click. Nope, it's coming in.
Yeah. We can set up some way to
put the ramble in the clear gas as well, I
believe. Shoot that. Coming right at us.
So, since this is a scientific mission, I'll have Clancy will be on the liaison.
Fire idea.
So pretty much, if he needs anything from you guys, you gotta help him. You gotta be a team here and get this done.
What mentioned his parents?
Lieutenant.
Okay. So no I in team, but there is one.
Not a JG, huh?
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah. You've heard his father's an animal.
Yeah, whatever.
You heard what?
Just off the grid, he doesn't love him.
Grassy
has a brother who's an admiral?
Awesome. You know, listen to these tapes. I
say,
Kevin says, and
Yeah. Well, fortunately, you're not forced to do major, you know, public speaking before, like, thousands of people.
Are you?
No.
Drop the light. Fantastic.
Before Mike found it.
Okay.
So let's get out there and be hospitable for these fires.
Absolutely. Preach your square, anyone?
You actually played last week.
Oh, no, that was.
So you have like a few hours, you know, like half a day before the rendezvous with the Bradbury. So the captain's birthday party is going to come up, you know, in a couple days, 2-3 days.
Okay.
So everybody, you know, is supposed to be, well, yeah. This is like her, let's say, 40th
birthday. She's 41, we give her a yacht, she won't care.
I understand why Blue's so tired.
So
increase libido as they get older women.
So this is like a special birthday, everyone wants to get her a present, but those who really love her.
Picture a little
special. I gave a point.
You gave a point.
I don't even have a skill.
I didn't have a skill either. I fought down the point without a skill.
I'm kind of quarters.
He got quarters. I think I quarters.
Yeah, and you know, he got a system done.
Yeah. I finished the whole thing.
I improved one, used points, and didn't cut corners, which you can't say.
I improved the system.
Today?
No.
Say on her birthday. Make a pocket try to tell me.
Okay.
Pretty good.
No.
What are you doing?
Oh, Kirk.
Oh.
And a Star Trek too.
Oh. Okay.
Well, he was quoting Tales of Two Cities. And fine, better. No, not that. From the end, it was in better rest I go to now than I've ever known.
Only a red one.
Mm-hmm.
I
hate that book.
You didn't like it?
God, it was
good. Cool.
Changing point in my life.
I think it's equal to girl evil.
Equal sad.
Yeah. You're testing?
Even that day, Donald talks like that. So, you know, you can try to think of something personal or something special, or get it, you know, get yet another ice cream cake or whatever.
Well, I've been
best thing Kev could think of.
I've been wanting to have been writing articles on some of the first contact situations we've been in. Is that
okay.
possible?
That's possible. Do you? I mean, usually there's a report that you have to send in. I mean, what we're talking about for publication.
Mm-hmm. That's what scientists do.
That's true.
Federation journals, whatever. I don't care.
Okay.
Well, I say we all donate five upgitter rations to a you know, pool and we all get real.
Anyway, I want to...
not Voyager.
We have unlimited supply. Come on, there's an unlimited supply.
Almost. Within reason. Basically, if you, I mean, if you're using replicator a huge amount, but you're constantly...
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. There are all these magazines you keep rotating.
Come on. I always use up the atoms in the next one.
I want to print a nice set of the articles that I have written, bind them in a nice binding, and sign them to the captain who made them possible.
Okay.
Now you're fooling yourself.
Well,
at least show thought.
A group photo.
Something
personal.
Consider a group photo. Something personal. You know, something that she'll remember. Come review time.
Think highly of self.
Who sends a big package of replicated condoms?
Ribbed.
Their articles
are there for the more pleasure
to leave here.
Hey, I hope they get together with Wu.
So just send your Wu.
She came out of being first, by the way.
My boss.
Wrap her in the big box.
She came out of me first. I didn't. I wasn't interested. That's not right. That kind of thing will ruin a career.
But in the short term. As in the life of this campaign.
I can't even grab faster. I'll never be captain.
Only someone else is running.
Yeah, you know what? I was going through all your... Everybody wanted like those big rank things, you know, by the end. And you said, in the survey.
Yeah.
You ignored that.
And I said in the survey, you know, the one reason I do the surveys is to... Give you guys a hint of what I'm expecting. Okay. So you notice like all the answers for like how high rank what you want to go to is like 0, 1, 2, and then there's like a million. For some reason you put down a million.
I see the high score with the intention, not to know some silly golf thing.
No. I mean the way I do the surveys I kind of put them around. The middle three are what I'm expecting.
He tries to lead you.
Yeah, so I try to lead you, give you an expectation of one second.
Right. And know who's group.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not screwing you intentionally. I mean, you're the one setting your goals higher than the campaign. Campaigns are not important.
Just because Riker's willing to be second best in entire career doesn't mean I'm willing to.
Riker's not your model.
Hell no. Freaky, but Bomber Command like four times. Turns it down every time.
I figured out what I want to do for the captain's birthday. It involves breaking into Starfleet intelligence computers.
Okay.
So we're not going to do a group div? Oh well.
What's the problem with group div?
I want to basically hack in to some intelligent things and see basically, you know, what the sort of, you know, the Starfleet intelligence reports on the captain are. So that I can let her know what people are thinking, or her turn, you know, her potential for admiral, what they've got on her, bad things, good things, you know.
Oh boy.
You know.
So you can
you know, give her a nice little printout and, you know.
So you can hack in.
I want to be reasonably careful. I basically.
You can also ask.
Yeah.
Reasonably careful was in your vocabulary.
I would be reasonably careful considering I'm cutting corners.
Well, it depends on what I get. If I get something useful from just asking. I'll take that. But if like there's no dirt at all or anything like that, or if it looks at all like
there's things beyond my classification or whatever, then I want to try and poke a little further. But if she's really just as vanilla as she looks, then fine.
As she's looked, making things she looks vanilla. She's charged to the fucking planet.
That's what I mean by vanilla. She's never on board.
Hey, I assume there's a party already planned. You said that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll help with the party. That's the whole thing. I would do the party myself if I could. There's already plans.
I could
fight back at parties, you know, to prevent it spread.
Okay.
I'll help the party.
Organization, planning, and
decoration and drinks, and you have to get people to work the bar. I'll help work the bar if I need to, or whatever.
It's a bureaucracy.
Not on my sheet.
Administration, then.
I believe there is one of those.
Yeah.
I don't have it.
Administration, sorry.
Presence or intellect?
Yeah.
Oh, that's no good. That would be at 2.
This is average diary. Was a 1.5.
I believe you do not even have the clearance for that.
You just got yourself in trouble, which is what I expected.
No, I have to check for myself.
Hey, Kev, what I want to do...
This was the asking part.
Yeah.
All nice.
This is why I don't even usually bother to ask.
See
my head against this infernal bureaucracy.
The captain's human?
Yes.
Okay.
She's like Greek.
Greek, really?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks a lot. Okay, so now I want to try and download something.
Okay, we'll do it a little later. Anyway, so now it's time to read the Resident Evil sciences.
Get before me.
Okay, before this.
I wanted to research the three teams and find out who Starfleet considers the more valid theory.
Okay, do computer research.
Computers? I could have helped you out. You could help me out. You were just asking. I know about asking. You know, that other crap, you know.
You don't know the right people.
I'm pretty sure you wouldn't...
Diplomacy and bureaucracy.
I'm pretty sure you wouldn't want this present signed by you and me.
The asking, I have a problem. That's all within regulations. You ever broke the law?
Yeah, that's the reason I didn't ask you.
Like, you don't want my name on it? Like, I don't have a problem with that.
No, it's just, I didn't think that it would be enough. And you made boss, the second part of the present.
Which was, give it to her?
No, just dig a little deeper.
Oh, well, you just do that on your own. I didn't want to have my name on it at all. I'm just saying, if you were within your boundary, you could ask me about that. You obviously know that I wouldn't have a penalty problem within the rules. I'm sorry, you asked me to roll something I don't
computer.
Have.
Computer. Computer research.
Yeah, base computer.
Okay.
6.
You're trying to find out which one Starfleet thinks is the best chance?
What's considered the most valid theory?
With the front runner, these tests to be most successful.
All three are about the same.
Really?
Out of like a dozen funds. You know, these are the three.
Okay. They're all funded the same?
Well, the Vulcans fund their own, and Trumpy Command funds Trumpy. And,
what was that?
The Starfleet team is funded by Starfleet. The Vulcan team is funded by the Vulcan.
Yeah, but you don't have a clue how much money they're...
There's no funding. There's no money in the Federation name.
Well, whatever. Resources equal funding.
I mean, they pretty much have the
resources
they need.
Yeah.
They ask for something, they get it.
That's how the Federation works.
Unless the priorities are elsewhere, in which case they don't get it. Even if there's not a monetary system, there is limits to what you get, what you can do.
That's true. But, I mean, they're all pretty much,
okay. And then Renown fired these his project?
Yeah, what's the renown of these groups?
Sarek is relative unknown. Well, outside of Vulcan.
Loose cannon.
A relative unknown.
As well,
keeps to himself. So. Very quiet. Let's talk about okay. What's he got? Yolify. So it's just a quiet Vulcan. He is a mentor, well, professor, like, I guess mentor. So Aura can actually come up with the idea. And Sarek's
implementing it.
Dr. Cragen, let's see what's his, for. That's him.
Wow.
So, Dr. Cragen's been working in transporter business for the last 40 years.
So this is not a normal field?
This is, well, his detector is based somehow on transporter technology. Okay.
You can cloak a ship, you can't cloak a transporter.
Well, because the cloak ships don't have shields up.